This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron today held bilateral talks at Lok Bhavan in Mumbai. The two leaders discussed strengthening strategic cooperation between India and France across key sectors, including defence, security, trade and cultural exchange. Delegation-level talks were underway when reports last came in. Several MOUs are also expected to be signed. Mr. Macron paid tributes to the victims of the 26/11 Mumbai terror attacks at the historic Taj Mahal Palace Hotel during his visit to Mumbai, reaffirming solidarity with India in its fight against terrorism. The two leaders will also inaugurate the India-France Year of Innovation 2026 and address a gathering of business leaders, startups, researchers and other innovators from both the countries. Mr. Macron arrived in Mumbai earlier this morning on a 3-day official visit to India on the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in the AI Impact Summit. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his French counterpart Catherine Vautrin will co-chair the 6th India-France Annual Defence Dialogue in Bengaluru today. The meeting will review the entire gamut of bilateral defence cooperation with a focus on expanding industrial collaboration. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that India is expecting over $200 billion AI investment in the country's AI ecosystem in the next 2 years. Addressing a press conference on India AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnav said the summit is receiving a huge response with people arriving from every corner of the country. He said India will strive to build a consensus among global leaders on proper and responsible use of AI so that it can be utilized for the benefit of humanity.
Young people have come to this summit in a very large number. I interacted with many startups, interacted with many students who have come from various colleges. Some people have come from faraway places. So huge response is there. We can see the enthusiasm. It's palpable. We can see the interest of the global leaders. That's visible. We can see the investment opportunity that is today countable. It's going to be probably over the next 2 years, more than $200 billion worth investment is likely to come.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said India is engaging with global partners more intensively from a position of strength, citing the recently concluded trade deals as evidence of growing economic confidence. Addressing the Global Economic Cooperation Conference in Mumbai, he said the world is witnessing the weaponization of production and finance, tightening export controls and increasing volatility. He described the current phase as one of the most turbulent in living memory, with the global order undergoing significant change. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today launched the Farmers Digital Companion Bharat Vistar from Jaipur. The initiative aims to make farmers smart, empowered and information-rich. Through this platform, farmers will be able to access all necessary information with a single call via their mobile phones. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah inaugurated a high-level national conclave, Manthan, of State and Union Territory Cooperation Ministers today at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar. Cooperation ministers of all states and union territories, along with senior officials, are taking part in the meeting. During a day-long meeting, the Union Cooperation Minister will review the progress of establishing 2 lakh new multi-purpose primary agricultural credit societies or PACs and the nationwide expansion of modern warehouses for better grain storage under the world's largest grain storage plan. BNP Chief Tariq Rehman was sworn in as the new Prime Minister of Bangladesh today. The Bangladesh Nationalist Party or BNP secured a landslide victory in the 13th general elections recently. President Mohammad Shahabuddin administered the oath of office to 60-year-old Rehman at the South Plaza. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand defeated Canada by 8 wickets in a Group D encounter at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this afternoon. Meanwhile, toss for the crucial Group B clash between Ireland and Zimbabwe at Palakkale in Sri Lanka has been delayed due to rain. And that is the end of this news bulletin.